The Republican-led House of Representatives has handed the drug industry a rare defeat. Shortly before 3 a.m., the House approved a bill making it easier for Americans to re-import U.S. brand-name drugs from countries like Canada. That could make drugs cheaper for Americans. Passage of the bill was opposed by the Bush administration and House Republican leaders, and as NPR's Julie Robner reports, it could complicate delicate negotiations over the Medicare prescription drug bill.
All day Thursday, both sides predicted a close vote in the year's biggest debate over prescription drug prices. So the final 243-186 tally to approve the measure surprised even the bill's sponsors, including Missouri Republican Joanne Emerson.
We did this against an army of 600-plus lobbyists and millions of dollars of misinformation, advertising, radio, direct mail.
And that was just from the drug industry. The bill also prevailed over the objections of House leaders, who only scheduled the debate as part of a deal to win Emerson's deciding vote for the Medicare prescription drug bill. In the end, the coalition supporting and opposing the bill couldn't have been more diverse. Supporters included liberal Democrats like Neil Abercrombie of Hawaii, who argued that U.S. drug companies are ripping off consumers.
My friends, this is about money. Money, piles of money, oodles of money, tons of money.
Supporters also included conservative Republicans like Arizona's John Shadegg, who said barring reimportation makes it easier for drug companies to charge high prices in the U.S. and lower ones overseas.
It simply is not fair to impose the entire cost of the phenomenally expensive research and development on just America's seniors and to allow the rest of the world to profit from that.
But opponents of the bill also cited trade considerations. Why do drugs cost less in Canada, asked Indiana Republican Mike Pence?
Because Canada, like Germany, like France, are socialist countries. I'm sure pharmaceutical drugs would have been cheaper in the Soviet Union. The truth is, reimportation of drugs is simply reimportation of price controls and socialism.
Most of the measure's opponents, though, said opening the U.S. borders would make it easier for counterfeit drugs to find their way to consumers. House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Billy Tozan came to the floor with pills he said were purchased from a Canadian website.
This is a drug called gabapentin. It's used as an anti-seizure measure. It's to prevent seizures from people who have all kinds of seizures with all kinds of diseases. You know where it was made? It was made in India, not in Canada. And it came to an American over that Canadian website. And you know what's in it? Nothing. It is water inside this package.
Tozan was joined by Energy and Commerce Committee ranking Democrat John Dingell, who wrote the 1988 law that made drug reimportation illegal. Dingell warned that what appears to be a popular vote might not turn out that way.
You are going to have on your hands the possibility that you have voted to injure, sicken, hurt, or kill the American people by allowing the importation of unsafe drugs.
But Backer said people are more likely to die if they can't afford the medication they need. And Arkansas Democrat Marion Barry warned that a vote against the bill might be a difficult thing to explain back home.
And if you vote against this bill tonight, just think about what you're going to tell your constituents and you go back and say, I voted to keep your medicine five times more expensive than any place else in the world. I voted to let the pharmaceutical industry continue to rob the old people in this country. You go back and tell them that.
Passage of the bill adds yet another complication to the ongoing negotiations over the Medicare prescription drug bill. Under the deal House leaders struck with Congresswoman Emerson, the drug import measure now becomes the official House position on that part of the Medicare bill. That means House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, who worked to defeat the bill, will now technically be required to argue for it. And DeLay's already facing an uphill battle. This morning, 53 senators circulated a letter opposing the House-passed reimportation provisions. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.